Thank you, Don, and good evening, everyone. This is my first time back since the rains retreat ended, and the spiders have made a big web over the entrance door while I've been away, and so now they know that the nuns are back. So it's nice to see all of you making the effort to be here on such a warm evening, and we're going to start, as usual, with half an hour of meditation. So please make yourself ready for meditation, sitting comfortably. Trying to start with the posture that you're comfortable in, and that you can hold steadily for about 20 minutes without moving. And whether you're sitting on the chair or on the floor, try to sit so that you have your back straight, not leaning against the back of the chair. And beginning the meditation by bringing your focus into this room and gradually bringing the focus of your attention into your physical body. Feeling the body from the top of the head to the tips of the toes, in the sitting posture. The area of our investigation in Dharma is this mind and this body. And so it makes sense to pay attention to how the body feels. The direct experience of the body in this moment. Getting a sense of the whole body from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. And starting by bringing your attention to the base of the spine. And then moving your attention along the spine, up the back, towards the base of the head. Just feeling the back of the body. And as you move your awareness, you'll notice that the spine slightly straightens. Moving up the back to the top of the shoulders and then through the neck. Feeling the neck and then the back of the head. Moving your awareness to the top of the head. However that feels for you. Just the physical sensations, however they are. Then moving down the front of the body, paying attention to how the forehead feels. The eyes and the area around the eyes. The cheeks. The lips. And the area around the mouth. And relaxing the jaw. Moving down the throat. And into the shoulders. Whatever physical feelings you can feel, just allowing your attention to rest on the shoulders. And then moving down the left arm, past the elbow, all the way down to the hand and the tips of the fingers. Moving down the right arm, over the elbow, all the way to the tips of the fingers, and just notice any relaxing that happens as you pay attention to these places in the body where we often hold tension. Then coming back to the chest, moving the awareness down the front of the body, opening the chest, becoming aware of the abdomen, the groin, becoming aware of the body in contact with the chair or the cushion at the buttocks, then moving down the left leg all the way to the tips of the toes, and moving down the right leg all the way to the tips of the toes. Just moving your attention, allowing it to glide over the leg, feeling what's there. Relaxing. Now once more taking the attention to the top of the head and moving the awareness from the top of the head to the tips of the toes, flowing over the body just as if you were standing under the shower and you were enjoying the coolness of a cold shower on this hot evening. Just imagine that coolness as you move your attention from the top of the head over the face, back of the head, over the shoulders, down the trunk, back of the body, front of the body, down the legs, all the way to the tips of the toes. And just getting a sense of the whole body from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. Whole body in the sitting posture. Now let go of attention on the physical body and put your full attention on the mind itself, on the mood of the mind or the quality of the mind that is paying attention to the body. What is the mood of the mind? With what kind of mind are you watching the body? Are you feeling the body? Is it a bright mind? A tired mind? A busy mind? A happy mind? An angry mind? Just be aware of however it is for you. This mind and this body, this is the experience of the present moment. Gently narrow the focus of your awareness to the flow of the breath. Become aware of breathing in and breathing out. If you need to, you can take 3 slightly harder breaths than normal so that you become aware of breathing in and breathing out. This natural process that is going on all the time, but which we're now making the object for our attention. Breathing in and breathing out. We simply rest the attention on the flow of the breath. when the mind wanders away from the breath and starts to pay attention to something else, as soon as you've noticed that it's wandered away, let go of that other object and come back to the breath. Training the mind to focus on just one thing and to settle on that one object and to pay attention to it moment after moment. It's helpful to know that we're not trying to train the breath. The breath is simply the object that we're paying attention to. We're training the mind to stay with one object moment after moment. So it doesn't really matter how the breath is or how the breath feels, as long as we're paying attention to that. Not thinking about the breath. It's not the breath that we had a moment ago, it's the breath as it's arising right now. We can only know the breath right now if we're paying attention right now. the direct experience of the feeling of breathing in and breathing out. We maintain our focus on the breath. We're aware that the breath is moving in and out. The air is moving in and out. But the mind is staying focused on one thing right now. The mind is able to stay focused on the breath for longer stretches of time. We start to notice that when the mind is still, a pleasant feeling arises from within the mind itself. As we continue to focus on the breath, the mind becomes more and more peaceful. It's as though we are observing the breath in an environment of pleasant feeling, of peacefulness. The breath is surrounded or accompanied by this pleasant feeling. But the pleasant feeling is in the mind, not in the breath. I tend to let go of attention on the breath and make the focus of your awareness the feeling in the mind. You can call it the mood of the mind or the state of the mind. Observing and feeling the mind that's been watching the breath. and being aware of any change that has taken place in the mood of the mind since you started this meditation period. We come towards the end of the meditation. Now is the time to appreciate the effort that you've made to be here and to practice meditation. So now, however the mind has been, however the meditation has been, whether it's been pleasant or not, now is the time to deliberately bring into the mind a feeling of appreciation and goodwill towards yourself for the effort that you've made to practice meditation. Of all the things that you could be doing tonight, right now, you've chosen to come here and to put in effort to learn to meditate, to cultivate the mind, to purify the mind. So allow a soft, kind, friendly feeling towards yourself to come into your mind as you appreciate the effort that you've made. Extend this feeling of appreciation to everyone else here tonight who likewise has made the effort to be here to cultivate the mind, to develop the mind, and let your appreciation spread out to include everyone here. A feeling of friendliness and goodwill. And then coming back to yourself, and becoming aware of the experience of this moment of your life, mind and body, the mood of the mind and how the body feels. We come to the end of the meditation.